Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Born free, as free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Surrounds you, the world still astounds you. It's time you look at a star.
This song, it's amazing. Chris Ann Hall, JC Hall in studio with me. I love it. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Do you know what's crazy? You know what that movie came from, right? It's a soundtrack from a movie.
Yeah.
But it's the early version of environmentalist propaganda.
You're right. It was right. Wasn't it around the Indian with the tears walking around the lake in the 70s? Wasn't it around that time?
Yeah, it was about that. It's the exact same time. Don't litter kind of thing.
Yes.
And it was about
we're ruining all of our
people
lakes.
Who raised lion cubs.
Right.
They should be free and not shackled by human contact. And So the Born Free song was really environmentalist propaganda.
Or at least used for that.
Used for that. Yeah. Right.
Not sure if it was written for that.
Right.
That's some of my favorite.
What are you flashing at us?
Frank Sinatra, Rat Pack stuff. Man, I could listen to that all day.
I know. Me too. I love it. Absolutely. All right. So we're going to talk just a little bit about this presentation, because I think this is so vital for people to know. Like, this is vital stuff right here.
Yeah.
When we're talking about our whole perception of America, because it has been so...
distorted.
Yeah. Distorted and lied about and twisted and turned. And so when you're giving this presentation, and you're building up to some of these moments, when you're talking about these people that nobody has ever even heard of, I'm sure that they're just, I think they feel the same way I do. When you get goosebumps, when you feel, when you feel this, it's because it's truth. Right?
Yeah.
It's a God thing,
too.
It's
powerful.
And it is powerful. And that's why I think when people walk away from Black Lives Matters, what do they feel? Anger and violence?
Yeah.
And what do you feel when you're learning about the founders' true history? You learn about, you're feeling that spiritual kind of feeling of truth, and you can tell the difference. Absolutely.
And virtue.
You know, I think,
yes.
And you mentioned this, the Black Lives message, for lack of a better phrase, it's an anti-message.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's different. This is a pro message. I was talking to a guy today. He was talking about where he's at, kind of countering the left narrative of different people in his organization. And I said, you know, they lay their own trap. I said, you can use this information because they lay their own trap.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's right there for you.
Right.
And he said, what do you mean by that? I said, well, on the surface, they say they want to celebrate women. They want to celebrate Black history.
Right.
Everything, all of this is Black history. It's the history of the founding mothers, the history of minorities and the foundation of America. And it's celebratory. Unlike their message, which is not. It's comes from a spirit of retribution, a spirit of revenge and payback.
And vindictive, and I'm a victim.
The anti-message.
And
this is a pro-message. It celebrates. There's nothing... This is no attack on anyone, and I think that's the other thing. When you come away, like it doesn't feel nasty and mean, and this is just really actually broadens the history of what we think we know. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this class of people were part of our history, or this class of people, and then the history is so compelling, it's so inspirational.
Yeah.
When you think about like the Black Patriots, for instance, who clearly it's not a denial of slave history. Mm-hmm. Slavery was there.
Right.
But that makes it even more compelling to think in the context, in that time where slavery exists and it's around them, it's in America.
Sure.
Yet look at these unbelievable heights that these people reached.
Mm-hmm.
And as Chris Ann said, mostly on our behalf, not just on their behalf, but it's the foundation they were laying. And that's why I think these are so powerful because the women and minorities, people of color, have been told that they have no part in America's mm-hmm. foundation. They have no part in America's history. And it, right. and that's just a lie.
And that's really the part, one of the parts that I love about this, because I, you know, I said I love them, but, and that is true. And in every sense of the word, metaphorically and really. But I love giving the bits of evidence of the lies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we were talking earlier, your mayors issued this proclamation and mm-hmm. you took you 3 seconds to find out that 99% mm-hmm. of what they proclaimed was right. actually not true. Right. right. So you're dealing now with a narrative that says America was founded by a bunch of rich, elite, white slave owners who wanted to throw off their government so they could consolidate power to themselves and continue to enslave people. Yeah. Right. So that's America.
Amen.
And I love giving these people's little mini biographies that completely turn everything on their head. For example.
Yes, yeah, so that's probably the only anti part mm-hmm, of it. Right. It's anti-lie.
Yeah, yeah, it's anti-lie. Yeah. Well, that's what truth is, you know.
Yeah.
Truth exactly. is light and anti, if you want to call light anti-darkness.
Well, that exactly. feeling, that feeling, those chills, that feeling, you know truth and you can't unknow it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why when Black Lives Matters and that whole feeling of anger and rage and victimhood and everything else, it just doesn't match up with truth. You right. you will know when you're hearing truth.
Well, it's such a con job, the yeah. Black Lives Matter yeah. thing, yes. because, you know, there's Black Lives Matter, the slogan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Which we all agree with.
Right.
Everybody, if you're not some Aryan, you know, mm-hmm. Nazi KKK right. member, everybody believes Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
But what the common man on the street doesn't understand, there's Black Lives Matters, the organization.
Yes,
which
the
has
political.
Really nothing to do and, with the meaning of the phrase.
And everything to do with more capitalism in that. So
James Fortin.
Mm-hmm.
Turns every lie right on its head.
Okay.
Old, rich, white guy.
Okay.
James Fortin was 14 years old when he went to battle for our liberty. And he was, here, James Fortin was the grandson of slaves, but his parents were born free. He was born free. James Fortin was 14 years old as a free young black man standing in the streets of Philadelphia who heard the Declaration read publicly for the first time. Ever stood there and wow. witnessed that. I can't even imagine. He was so inspired that he joined the American Navy to fight for liberty. And he joined the Royal Lewis was the ship, and the captain was Stephen Decatur. And they were actually captured by the Royal by the British Navy. And he was taken prisoner and put into a prison hold. Well, the captain said, "I like you, son. Let me take you back to England with me. You will live in a palace. You will have wealth and comfort like you will ever never know. Now, don't be mistaken. You're coming to be a servant to my son. But you will have more comfort and provision as a slave in my home than you will as a freeman in America."
Wow.
And history says he was in a prison hold, which is not like the county jail.
Right.
Right? You're talking about disease, pestilence, rats, no food, no water, you die. Okay? A ship prison hold is a death sentence. And he said, "No, I'll stay here." Here's a quote from history that of James Fortin. A 14-year-old, young black man. "I have been taken prisoner for the liberties of my country, and I never will prove a traitor to her interest." Hmm. And I was telling you, we tell people today, "You don't want to wear a mask. Don't wear a mask." Well, what if they give me a ticket? So what if they give you a ticket? "I don't want to shut down my business." So don't shut down your business. Well, what if they give me a fine? What if they give you a fine? Well, what if they put you in jail? Well, what if they put you in jail? The bottom line is, what does your right, not just your business, what does your right to property mean to you? What does your right to bodily autonomy mean to you? What does your right, your children's right to have property and control their property, be free from governors who act like monarchs instead of governors? What is the value of that to you? Because I want you to stand before James Fortin one day in heaven and say, "You know, thanks for what you did, but I couldn't go to jail for 2.5 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
with
you're
women
right.
watching their homes burned to the ground. This is, let me read to you a portion of a letter from Elizabeth Adams to Samuel Adams. Now, Elizabeth Adams is Samuel Adams' wife, who was probably one of the most neglected founding mothers because Sam was never home. He was just absolutely, absolutely dedicated.
100% troublemaker.
100%. She writes a letter to Sam and says, "I beg you would not give yourself any pain on our being so near the camp. The place I'm in is so situated that if the regulars should ever take Prospect Hill, which God forbid, I should be able to make an escape as I'm within a few stone's casts of a back road which leads to the most retired part of Newton." Now, she wanted so desperately to get this letter to Sam, she actually made her own paper and a pair of scissors to send it because the provisions were so low. When was the last time we went to bed with an escape route? Not because of some natural disaster, but because we knew. Not believed or had some conspiracy or thought it'd be possible, but knew that any minute your own government would break through the doors and take you and your children. They were, okay, so they took the women into prison. They violated them. They tortured them. They murdered them. They murdered our children. Mm-hmm. They burned our homes to the ground. Stand there to Elizabeth Adams and tell her, you know, I didn't feel like I wanted to pay that $50 fine.
Yeah. I don't want to go through the trouble of taking something to court. I don't want to, you know, have to do anything.
And ask yourself, where the heck would we be today if they believed the way we believe today? We are so addicted to comfort that we're willing to sell eternal gifts for it. Now, you might hear me say, well, Chris Ann, she's not nice. This is not about niceties. This is not about making some snowflake not melt in the corner. This is about truth and just simply asking you, what does it mean to you? What does it mean to you? Because if it's not worth it, fine. That's who you are. I'm not here to change who you are. But just be honest about it. Just be honest about what's important to you.
Right.
And leave us alone when we're going to fight for it.
Amen. That's all I have to say. Just a bunch of amens. And I so appreciate that because you know what? It's powerful. We are addicted to comfort. And the idea of going in and taking it to court, taking it all the way. We need people in each state to take it all the way.
Well, and kicking the boards down off the door and going back in your gym and opening up for business.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. And here's the thing. Oh, well, you know, I get lawyers all the time. Chrisanne, because we're actually, I'm actually involved in two lawsuits in the state of Florida suing two counties over these monarchical mask dictates, right?
Right.
And I have lawyers, Chrisanne, I don't know why you're doing this. You can't win. I'm not in this to win. Because of your definition of win.
Right.
Although that would be gravy.
Yeah. I mean, it's gravy. I'm in it to win, obviously, right? I'm expecting to win. I'm praying to win. But what we have to understand is, what is the definition of win? I believe no matter what happens with the judge in the courtroom, we win.
Yeah. Right.
Because what is the definition of win? If you think the definition of win is the judge going, oh, my bad, you guys are right, bad, bad, bad counting, you know, you're right. That's not the definition of win. Because if that's the definition of win, one of my favorite founders, James Otis Jr., is probably one of the largest losers on the planet. And he's not the biggest. He is the biggest winner.
Chrisanne Hall and J.C. Hall. Stay with us. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show live today, live all over the place. And we'll be right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.